Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think we can go with this exercise quite smoothly. We have had a working group established by CEGEPS following last year's session. A meeting was convened at UNESCO headquarters in June 2018. It was very well attended by a number of member states of CEGEPS, but also other member states joining that exercise, and several PCC members. All of these are listed in the working document. In these discussions, there was consensus about everything discussed. There was no real divergence of vision of what the revision should be entailing, the scope of the revision, nor was there any real discussion or conflict around individual parts of the revision. Let us remember and recall that the revision is justified by a number of developments, notably the audits, General Conference's auditing of UNESCO's governance and the reform of UNESCO's governance, the broader governance context of UNESCO, that calls CEGEPS to reform and make its working procedures more effective. That process has been started already in 2016. And so that required also to look into the statutes. We had a technical issue related to FIDEPS, the International Fund for the Promotion of Sport and Physical Education, that needed to go to be aligned with the overall policy of UNESCO. But more broadly, there was a desire in the member states to bring these statutes more in tune with the recent functions and work of CEGEPS that had been aligned much more closely with the MINEPS process, and that also had been aligned much closer with the overarching UN framework on the SDGs. In that working document that you have in front of you, we have summarized these different dimensions of the revision in a synopsis, a table that is contained in paragraph 4 of document 4rev, where you can see how the revision has been addressing these different dimensions: improvement of governance, evolution of membership, linkages with MINEPS, reference to overarching UN policy frameworks, and financial regulations, FIDEPS. I think that exercise doesn't need to be explained furthermore, but before we take on to look at the revision itself, I just would like to open the floor in case you have any questions or need clarifications on the scope or the exercise, the process of the revision. Are there any questions? So as anticipated, there is a great consensus in the room about the scope and the nature of the revision. So I suggest we move on to the text itself now. And I would like, we have received a few comments on the draft that was circulated prior to this CEGEPS session. Most of the comments concern the provisions on membership. And before I open the floor for suggestions of amendments to the revision text that is in front of you, I would like to explain the approach we have with respect to the proposed consultative membership, because that has been the subject of all the comments we actually received. A number of organizations felt that should be mentioned as part of the permanent membership provisions. And we anticipate today that that might be the subject that the member states and other PCC members would like to bring up. Just to clarify, there are two types. First of all, we reproduce a situation that had been existing over the past years in the Permanent Consultative Council without being explicitly reflected in any statutes. So de facto, we had what we called permanent members of the Permanent Consultative Council on the one hand, and what we called renewable members of the Permanent Consultative Council on the other. Funnily, there is no provision ever anywhere stating what that exactly means. So we have tried to formalize and to clarify the notion of members, of consultative members, that are recognized by resolution of the General Conference approving these statutes, and that, of course, entails UN organizations, entails intergovernmental organizations, the IOC, the International Paralympic Committee, and GAIS as a successor organization of Sportacor, we reproduce exactly the same members that had been mentioned in the previous statutes, and we only added to that category UNESCO chairs and category 2 centers that are active in the fields of physical education, physical activity, and sport. XP, of course, also is stated, as it was already stated, in the previous statute. So we have not changed anything with respect to the situation that the old statutes had foreseen. And I call upon all the organizations that would feel motivated to be listed there to accept that approach, because it's the only viable approach not to open that discussion today, but to leave us time until next year to really discuss what do we want to have as consultative members in this body. It is a discussion we didn't want to have at this stage. We want CJEPS itself to reflect and decide on the members, consultative members, it would like to invite to take part in its work and to be autonomous in terms of deciding the conditions and terms of such a membership. And that is a process we would like to engage the working group for the revision of the statutes over the next 10 months, so we can come back in 2020 next year and have a proposition that not only is a proposition in terms of rules, but rather a vision we share in terms of what is the membership of this committee to be in terms of consultative members. So this is the only point that has been subject of comments. Otherwise, there has been no comment in terms of the statutes. So I now open the floor to the member states and asked whether the member states have any suggestions of amendments of the revised text in front of you. No comments from the member states? Finland.